Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ, little Van Halen bringing this back. I had ZZ Top in my head. Van Halen, that's Van Halen bringing this back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We got our good buddy Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of the eBay Marketing Bible, also Small Business Survival Guide and other books. Cliff, the succeedinginyourbusiness.com, is that right?
Yep, that's it. That's the one.
All right.
That's the one for my syndicated column every week. I talk about stuff that nobody else except BU are talking about online.
Exactly.
So check it out. It's pretty cool. You can even do an RSS feed and get a subscription absolutely free. So we're talking about free here.
So, yeah, speaking of free there, Cliff. So, okay, the internet started out where chasing eyeballs, right? And I do remember when I started my newsletter in 99, you know, I thought about charging for it. I thought about should I have a fee-based model or should I give it away free? But I do, and I remember looking into, you know, what it would cost to be able to collect it. And it was prohibitive in 99 for some company like mine. Not for Amazon, but it was for me. So I went to the free route. Well, a lot of people did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that created this attitude, not among our generation, but among the younger generation, that you know, I was brought into a world where things are free,
right?
Including your property, your content, your intellectual property. And what do you mean you want to charge me for a song? What do you mean What do you mean I can't distribute this article without attribution wherever I want to? What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And this is what this ties into what we were talking about. When something is free, it debases it in value. You don't value something that was given to you as much as you do something that you paid for. I think that's just human nature, human psychology. Mm-hmm. And you're right, a whole generation of people have grown up thinking information wants to be free. There's actually something called the copy left movement. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's actually a movement, mostly college professors and people like that, who want to totally rewrite the copyright laws to essentially do away with the notion that just because you write something, you have rights to it. This is something you want to look into. It's it's just getting off the ground, but it hasn't had much impact.
Bring us a report on that, because that's ridiculous.
I will. It doesn't.
It
hasn't really impacted policy all that much, which is why I don't want to talk about it much. But there's a growing sentiment out there that traditional intellectual property laws need to be rewritten because they're too restrictive. They're prohibiting the free flow of ideas and stuff like that. I'm not so sure I buy that.
Right.
You know, if I spend 3 hours on a Sunday drafting a column, darn it, I don't want anybody ripping that sucker off, because I just lost a whole day to that, to writing that column.
Right, exactly right. Now, you are entitled to your intellectual property. Well, and there is something called fair use.
Correct, right.
But we've turned fair use into free use, haven't we? Tell the audience what fair use
means. I think we have. It's been watered down a lot. A lot of people are using
stuff. Tell them what fair use means.
Okay, well, fair use simply means that under certain circumstances, as long as you give attribution to the source, you can use somebody else's stuff and not have to get their permission or pay a royalty for it. You know, but the key is you've got to give attribution.
But also, if you have a CD, if you buy a CD, and it's amazing that some people might not actually know what a CD is, but see, if you have a CD, you pay for a CD of music, you can actually copy that over onto a cassette and take that to your car. And that was an old, I know, folks, that dates me like everything. But, you can copy it over onto your iPad.
That's the idea.
You
and
can
as
copy
long
it onto your
free,
iPad or your iPod or whatever and use it the
and
second
it's long,
time.
And here's the key, Jim. As long as it's for your own personal use,
right,
no one's going to care.
Right.
But if you're making illegal copies and handing it out to all your friends and selling it on your eBay store, I got a real problem.
How do
that.
We
you're,
fix
you're
this?
Taking money away
How do we
me.
Fix this, Cliff?
Well, it's tough. I mean, a lot of it is being done with technology, with encryption, with things that are preventing people from ripping.
Because see, we got books. Books are the same thing. You've got e-books. I've got e-books. How do you keep people from? How are you going to keep people buying your book, from getting your book, and
Thomas Jefferson?
Away?
Well, hold it. Well, first of all, if someone wants to buy my book on eBay, you know, a secondhand copy, there's nothing I can do about that.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's something called the first sale doctrine that says that my intellectual property in the physical book.
But I'm talking about an electronic version of your book. How do you know?
Well,
it's the same thing, right?
That's the exact same thing, and the key is through encryption and also through eternal diligence. I have a number of services that report to me every week on places where I use certain keywords in my columns and things like
that,
and I search for these online every week, or I actually have a service that does this for me, and if one of those keywords pops up somewhere where it isn't supposed to, I send an email to those people saying, hey, you've ripped off my column, cease and desist.
The diligence and technology are what's going to help people who create original content benefit from that without other people ripping you off.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, I'm not being too stingy about this. I mean, if someone takes a couple of paragraphs from my book and if you would have do this and put this up on your website saying, hey, this is the greatest book ever, Copenico is the man, you got to buy this. Yes, you've technically infringed my copyright, but heck, I'm not going to complain that. You're helping me out here. So
hey, Cliff, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
It's been a great show, and happy Columbus Day to everybody.
Take care of yourself. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.